This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess on 570 KLIF.
Having a nice little family vacation?
Hmm. Oh, no. Would appear so, wouldn't it? No. The truth of it is, and this is highly confidential, I own this motel. Yeah. Own the whole chain nationwide. 2,200 units. Yeah, once a year I travel across the country incognito, you know. Check things out, see how the operation's running.
I thought you were going to say you work for the CIA.
Welcome back here live on Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. And we're talking tonight about, you know, dealing with our perspectives, understanding other people's perspectives, and understanding when sometimes things just don't seem to go exactly the way we want them to. And sometimes, but we want to sometimes portray ourselves as everything happening well as well. So we're talking about vacations tonight. We're talking about taking trips, taking vacations, especially family vacations. And it seems like sometimes our vacations seem to be the ones that are just filled with issues. And we wonder sometimes, are we the only one that has to deal with these type of issues? Does it happen every trip, you know, and all that stuff? Because we see other people taking trips, we look at them, we kind of see the stuff on social media, we get to talk to people, we wonder, man, is it just us that are just doomed to have, you know, rough trips, or is it just our lives? You know, so tonight we're talking about the two things that can really steal your joy and happiness. And there's only really two things in this world that can steal your joy and rob you of your happiness on a daily basis. And us humans have a tendency of doing both these things, employing both these things on a daily basis when it comes to yourself, when it comes to anything that you're doing, when it comes to your job, when it comes to your home, your vehicles, where you work at, your friends. All those things, we happen to do these two things too, you know? So, Dano, I'm going to ask you a question. What do you think one of the two things that I'm talking about are that actually steal your joy and can wreck your happiness in life? What's one of them?
Hold on. I know this. It's expectations.
Ding, ding, ding. What do we have for him, Johnny? I like that. We have some nice gifts. He's not partying, so we have no party gifts because he's here on Perspective. So, yes, expectations, everybody. Yeah, in my last book, The 10-Day Challenge to Live Your True Life. The 10-Day Challenge. Not 100 days, not 1,000 days. Doesn't take a millennium and doesn't take 5 lifetimes. It's the 10-Day Challenge to Live Your True Life. It's pretty easy. It's pretty breezy. It's really quick. It's like a couple of 2-day follow-ups. Come on. Day 4, expectations suck. Expectations really kill things. Think about it. When we expect things to be a certain way, guess what? When it's not that way, what happens?
We throw a screaming hissy fit.
Yes, we do. Or we keep it all inside and hate on it the whole time and fight and pick fights with every single person around us the entire time.
Like Dan does.
Oh, Dan, really?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, poor Dan. He's on the spot here. Okay, guys.
There's a story behind that, I think.
Well, yeah, poor Dan, man. Okay, yeah. So, Dan, you know, all of us have dealt with that, though. We've all gone to these trips, and I think a lot of times, too, when we're trying to, like, be the person kind of, you know, like, not in charge, but be the person that's supposed to be, like, even keel, like, not going to let anything get to you. You're going to let things roll off your back. But yet, when those expectations come and things just, like, oh, it's just ridiculous. You catch yourself, instead of throwing a tantrum sometimes you can do that, but sometimes you keep it all inside. So anything anybody else says, you just argue with them. You just go off. You know what I mean? Or it's like you go to the hotel and you're like, the pictures didn't look like this on TripAdvisor. I had no idea. I even looked at the other pictures. You're like, I should have looked at other pictures. The professional pictures obviously were taken 35 years ago. You know, and then a lot of times we base our happiness on those expectations. We're going to expect to do this. And a lot of people listening can probably, a lot of women listening might want to kind of think of a vacation almost in the sense of a wedding. When you get married and you got the dress and you get all these people and you do all this stuff and you get all these things going, something's going to go wrong. And honestly, weddings are big things because you expect. And Dano, you were talking about earlier, and I know Billy as well, about you put a lot of time and effort and you plan, a lot of people plan vacations. And the longer you plan something or the longer you're waiting on something, the more expectations you kind of put there.
Yeah, you do, because this is something that you've been saving to go on. you want to go on this trip, and it's, you know, your getaway from, like, your boss, your work, you know, it's just your time to decompress. And if things are not going well, like, you go on vacation, say, for example, you're going to Florida, because this actually happened to me. My family and I went to Florida, and the first day that we were there, we went to the two studios that are down there. And the first day that we were there, it rained the entire day that we were there.
Oh, I've been there in Florida when it rains the whole time. Oh.
So, that kind of puts a damper on the vacation. If it starts out that way, then how do you think the rest of it's going to go?
Well, especially because you're thinking, oh my gosh. And the worst thing is when it's not day one, it's day two. I was in Florida recently, and it rained like torrential rain. And like the first day we get there, it's like sunny. And we like literally show up at the hotel, and it is sunny and pretty, not a cloud in the sky, really, like I could see. We sit down to eat real quick because our room's not ready yet. It's like already past the time. It's like an hour after it's supposed to be ready. We sit there and eat. We're starving. While we're eating for that hour, like, the whole heavens get covered with clouds, and the next thing you know, it's like the winds are 30-mile-per-hour winds, and it's like pouring down rain by the time we get up.
And the Lord opened the floodgates of heaven.
I know!
And it rained 40 days and 40 nights.
I never sat... I actually stood on that beach one time, and that was right before it looked like a hurricane was coming in. Like, and I got 10 minutes before we actually ran into a restaurant, and the restaurant itself was flooded. Over a foot of water was inside that restaurant, and I'm sitting there going, great trip. This is great. Right?
Right.
How did you feel? You're thinking, I planned all this stuff. We're all here. And then also in the back of your mind, you're thinking, everybody else must be angry too. Oh my gosh. You know, I've got to keep it going. I got to keep the smile up here.
Yeah. I mean, because your expectation for the trip is to go have a good time. You know, everybody else is going to have a good time. But, you know, when you run into circumstances like that, then everybody's, I guess we can go.
Mm-hmm.
All right, come on. And so somebody has to be the motivator.
Yeah, otherwise everybody's going to fall apart. They're going to start crying. You know, people are going to fall down on the ground and just start crying. I mean, because you know what I'm saying? You want to be the person that's making sure everybody's having a good time. But this is how fights get started, too. Like, this whole thing, like, and the people that are trying, like you, people trying to keep everybody going, are the ones that are about to just break after, like, day three. It's just like, you're going to break. You're going to break because then somebody's going to get all upset. Somebody's going to have a hissy fit, and you're just going to lose it. And the whole time you've been wanting to lose it on that person anyway, and it's about something just insanely stupid, right? I mean, it is.
Yeah, I mean, because you'll start arguing about the trip, and then you'll say, oh, and by the way, do you remember when you did this and this and this? And so it's just going to all come out on that one trip.
And you're like, oh, I haven't been harboring any ill will whatsoever. Not at all. I haven't been harboring when you didn't do this 7 years ago, or when you hit the downspout with my car and tried to make it where it was my fault and actually act like I did it. You know, those are things like that where you keep in your head and then you bring it all out. You're right, at the worst time, because then that also changes everything too, because there's not a daiquiri or a margarita that can change that argument.
Right.
I mean, maybe 10, but not one, you know, and at that point in time, then you got a whole nother slew of issues on your hand.
10 daiquiris can change a lot of things.
It certainly can, but it can also flip-flop it all around, and then you're arguing about something you don't even know you're arguing about anymore. You're arguing with people you don't even know anymore. Well, you could be having fun, though. It could change it all. Actually, it could change it. I'm not advocating over-drinking tonight on this show. However, if you do need to change your thought process, it can help. But I think expectations are the first thing. It's like when we expect things to be a certain way, I figure you can't have any expectations. If you have expectations, they're just going to get washed away in the storms of Florida on a vacation. You got to go into it thinking, you know what? Hey, every day could have rain. Every day could be sunny. Let's do what we need to do. Let's have some fun. And if things get in the way, we can kind of figure it out. You know, we're a team. It's hard sometimes to feel that way because you're saying, man, this is supposed to be my time. This isn't, I'm not getting paid. I'm paying for this. It's supposed to be my time. But you got to turn around your headset and say, okay, I'm going to make the best of it. I'm going to have a good time. I'm going to enjoy spending it with the people I love. And that's what's most important. And it's, you got to kind of tell yourself that over and over again. And eventually it's going to stick. I'm telling you, it does work. Later on in this hour, we're going to talk about the other thing. The other thing is even worse than expectation. The other thing is way worse than expectations because we do it all the time when on anything, everything, and every subject matter, we do it to ourselves, and we create so much unhappiness and so much just the joy that should be there is just gone. So stay tuned. We're going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking about some other things on perspectives and how to get yourself closer with your family, your friends, and how to be happier all in general. Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. We'll be back in what? Yeah, we'll be back in two shakes.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Do you feel that most talk show hosts just want to hear themselves talk? You know, there is more to life than just what's being dished out.
Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
When you turn on the radio, do you wish for entertainment and thought-provoking content? Well, then there is a place for you. A place where your perspective matters. A place where you can be you and ultimately others benefit from your opinion. That place is right here on KLIF every Sunday night. Perspectives with Ashley Burgess airs every Sunday from 8 to 9 p.m. right here on KLIF. And it's also available online at KLIF.com, on iHeartRadio, or you can find archive shows anytime you want at liveyourtruelife.org. Where you listen doesn't matter, but getting your wish granted for entertainment and thought-provoking content does. Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. Can you hear me now?